answer to the question of the Ben HaChacham at the Lel Seder is the Mishnah of Pesachim Daf Kuf Yotes, Ein Maftirin Achra Pesach Afikom. Why exactly that's true is a fascinating issue l'halacha, many different days in Rishonim. The Rambam simply writes in Chametz Matzah Chestes, you should see to it that the Hefsik Su'udaso is with the Tam of Matzah or the Tam of the Karban Pesach. But there are many other reasons as well. Ramban and Mochamos and Daf Chafav and Daf Yarif writes that the Karban Pesach has to be Nechal Al Hasova. And how do you make sure that indeed that's true, that a person will consume the Karban Pesach when already he is satiated? By making sure that all other achila is forbidden, la'achar ha'achila. And therefore that is the basis of Ein Maftirin. The Balamor writes on the Daf Echidish that shelo lehafsid es ha'halel. After all, it's true, the achila has come to an end, but now halel, halel ha'gadol, part of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore all achila comes to an end in order to highlight the unique recitation of halel. And the Meiri writes on that sugya that you'd be degrading the significance of afikomen, Karban Pesach, by engaging in casual achila after indeed you fulfill that mitzvah. And therefore, ein maftirin. Four different days in Rosh Hashanah l'halacha. What exactly is driving ein maftirin achra Pesach afikomen? Just simply an aside, probably at some point in Pesach you were discussing that known Avnei Nezer, the Shin Pei Aleph, the Tznai when it comes to Chatzos, just something to consider and think about. Does that really help regarding all four of these shitas of the Rishonim and why Ein Maftirin, Achra Pesach, Afikomen? But aside from the halacha considerations, in Hashkafa, no doubt that Ein Maftirin is something that is quite important. There is a Ramban, Bereishis Kavtes, where the Ramban alludes to the fact that Yontif is a unique experience. Yontif is a time that a person ascends to Yerushalayim, one is able, literally, the Ramban writes, to be shoev Ruach HaKodesh. A person can absorb a Tosefis Kedusha. And how tragic it would be if somehow that comes to an end. You know what the avod of each and every Yontif is? To experience, to be able to capture, but to preserve that experience in the aftermath of Yontif in and of itself. And the Ramban writes, the hope is that will preserve itself until the next Yontif, where a person again can experience a new sense of hischadshus and a person can be re-energized. In other words, that even though the mitzvahs hayom have come to an end, but a person still has to see to it that the impact, the significance, the impression of the mitzvah lingers on. And therefore, yes, it's vital to eat the matzah, but you have to see to it that the tam matzah remains b'picha even at the conclusion of the mitzvah itself. And therefore, that sugya, psachim kufyotes, ein maftirin, to see to it that the tam matzah lingers, even when the mitzvah comes to an end, I will tell you, is an important hashkafa. There is a sugya, psachim daf kufyogimel, that tells us, who is it that is zocha to be a ben olam haba? The Gemara cites various examples. Megadol banav l'tamei Torah, dar beretz Yisrael. You understand why that signifies a ben olam haba. That certainly is true. But you know, the Gemara gives another example as well. One who is mishayir mikidusha la'avdalta. A person who sees to it that, you know, that the kiddush is left over for havdalah. Meaning that a person is mekadish deyom. There is a Tosefis Kedusha, and now during Havdalah, that Tosefis Kedusha now leaves, but you know what? The experience of Kiddush still rings true, even at the time of Havdalah itself. Isn't that the challenge, that Shabbos is not only for the here and now, but as the Ramban writes in Shmos Yud Beis, that the Shabbos informs the Yemei HaChol, that one is Mosif Mechol HaKodesh. That is our opportunity of experiencing Kedusha. It's important for the moment, no doubt, but it's important for the aftermath of. And that, the Ramban writes, is the significance of the Yemei HaSfira, to see to it that the message of Yetzias Mitzrayim is something that, no doubt, continues. And it culminates in an incredible Kabbalah Satorah. And that, no doubt, is our mission. Sometimes in life, it's unfortunate that you experience of Yontif, Yantiv comes to an end, and all of a sudden, life goes on as usual, as it did before. And a person somehow is unchanged, even though you had an experience, as the Ramban writes, to be able to be shoev Ruach HaKodesh. And that is, B'nai Yeshiva, is our avoda. That is no doubt our challenge, to see to it that the experience that we had during Yantiv, the experience of Cheirus, the experience literally of witnessing Nisim, that we reenacted the Lo Seder, is something that is uplifting. It's something that informs every aspect of Avodas Hashem. And it's with that, Hischad Shus, Avein Maftir Nachra Pesach Hapikomen, that we begin this man. And no doubt, this man in a certain sense is a challenging one. It's somewhat late in the year, and therefore, in a certain sense, we almost feel like we're winding down. But at the same time, for us, this is a critical time. Baruch Hashem, Nu Talmidim, coming to the yeshiva. Right, it's an opportunity for us to be able to see to it that together is a chabura, learning new sugyas, a new mishnah, the mishnah daf chavtes, beautiful, beautiful sugyas of zman krama, kibbutz ve'eim, talmud torah, and the like. These are literally opportunities to be shoeif ruach hakodesh, and we have to see to it that even though that somehow academically things are coming to an end, but you know what? Spiritually, we're gearing up for Zman Matan Torah Seinu. To see to it, that beautiful Ramban, that the Hashva of Yantif is something that lasts, something that lingers, that the Tamatzav Apicha always indeed remains with you. A beautiful, uplifting experience that we have every year is the Shabbos that we spend together at Dura Goldi. And it's something I want all of you to participate in. We have, Baruch Hashem, a magnificent Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, Sunday planned with kumzitz and with special activities extending through part of Sunday as well. I urge all of you to come, an unusual time to develop the achdus and shifos of the yeshiva together as a chabura, to be able to spend Shabbos with Yerebeim, and to see to it that, you know, the zman will continue on the most elevated plateau that it can possibly be reached. I would urge you to be mishtatev, to participate. You'll see that really it changes your perception of the yeshiva, of the chaverim, and in many ways, the avodas Hashem of us spending Shabbos together. The challenge for us, again, especially as I mentioned, at this time of year, is to see to it that the passion, the enthusiasm, the newfound chayrus that we were able to rediscover during Yantiv Pesach is not something, Rachman Litzlan, that dissipates, but rather it's something that informs the aftermath of Pesach itself. And I urge you, the Sedarim, the Shiurim, your Zehirus, and the Zmanei HaTfila, see to it that we finish this Zman in an incredible, incredible climax. Many of you I know have already finished Maseches Kedushin or are close to doing so. Right, I urge all of you where possible to really see to it that Bezras Hashem before then is the Zman, that we can all be Messiahim together, make a Siyum together, to be able to celebrate what up until now, Baruch Hashem, has been an unusually magnificent Zman, despite the fact that these are trying times in Knesset Yisrael. Mirtz Hashem, that our Esek Patorah, our Dikduk and Fila will be Ma'ore Racham Eshamayim, and Knesset Yisrael will be able to experience Bekarov Yeshua Osmanachamas.